Hello, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan. This is Samantha. He's calling you from Penguin Book Writers Compliance Department. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I'm so sorry about earlier on. I believe there was a distortion on my end, and I just tried to call you multiple times, and I could barely hear you. Okay. So,
oh, no problem.
Okay, thank you so much for that. All right, so Megan, I believe there are some ongoing concerns on your project. I want to know your side of the story first. What are the concerns, and what exactly is the current status of the project, according to you?
Well, I have quite a few concerns, namely around communication and quality. The communication has not been good, and every time I send edits back, it comes back either frankly not edited, asking like adding things or subtracting things that I asked it, or in a worse condition. And between those two things, I would like to cancel the contract. We're not even in a place that's close for it to be published. There's so many things that need to happen, and I'm just kind of tired of saying like this needs to happen and then waiting 3, 4, 5 days or a week, not getting any communication. There's the lack of follow-up is concerning, and I think my values are just different than what's happening. And that's fine, but I would just like to cancel the contract and get my money back, please.
Okay, thank you so much for providing a detailed account of what is exactly going on the project. Okay, I did have a discussion with your team, the production team that's working on your project, along with the project manager as well. I did not see any communication gap, since you mentioned that there was a gap of 2 to 4 weeks as well. When exactly was this gap? Can you, like, highlight that for me?
Well, I mean, there's been a handful of gaps, not weeks, but, like, multiple days. There was also a time when I couldn't get a hold of Josh and had to email someone else and say, hey, it's been a while. He's not responding to my emails. And they said, oh, well, he's out sick, which I completely understand. And in today's day and age, like, put it you're out of office on, or tell someone else to communicate with your clients. Like, I don't have patience for, you know, things when people aren't being considerate.
I understand. So, and to be very honest, I'm very surprised because Josh is one of our best project managers. I don't know what went wrong here. He has worked on majority of the bestseller projects on our end. So I'm not exactly sure what went wrong there. Regarding the book, you said there's still a lot pending that needs to be done. But according to the team, they feel that only 2 rounds of revisions maximum are required to actually publish the book. So
That's a bigger problem then. Like, if 2 rounds are required and they're continually not editing it properly, then, again, we have a quality control issue, and it's another reason I'd like to cancel the contract.
Okay. All right. Understandable. I see, for example, what you're talking about. Like the last time, you sent in 15 revisions, and 2 of them were not catered. And that is the reason why you escalated, correct?
And before, it was a similar thing. I asked for a handful of revisions and some didn't happen, or some of the spacing got worse. There's not an eye for quality, and that's fine. I understand it's not for everyone. I think we're misaligned on the vision of what's happening here. And when, you know, I don't want things misspelled. I don't want things not done correctly. And so I just would like to cancel.
Okay. All right. Megan, I'll be very honest with you. I'm not going to, you know, take you in circles or anything. Let's talk about it realistically and logically. If the project is 80 to 90% done, I feel that it's just the publication that is pending, considering that we cover these rounds of revisions. And Megan, you need to understand that when you're giving 15 to 20 revisions, if there are 2 or 3 missed out, it could possibly be due to some explanation from the team. Did you ever ask for the explanation that if they have left out or missed out these 2 or 3 revisions, what was the reason for that?
No, because after the 3rd time it's happened, I don't have patience for that. Like, I understand that things get missed and that's fine, but again, I'm waiting multiple days for these revisions and they're not happening. Like, I understand there's work that happened, but it is simply just not, it doesn't, even I had to create something in Canva and then send to Josh, like, this is what I want it to look like. Like, isn't that what you're supposed to be doing? Like, I'm doing some of the work that I'm paying you to do. So I understand that the work has been done, but I will not publish this book. Like, no, it's not okay.
But the illustrations were created by you, right? It's just the formatting and the editing that we are taking care of? So what's wrong with the book in the current status at this point of time? What do you feel is lacking in the book currently?
Well, there's some edits, and the way that I still have not seen, I don't trust that I'm going to get a good product. I don't know the paper quality. I don't know what it's going to look like. I was starting to, like, other things that it is not a quality book. I do not want it published. I want the contract canceled, please.
Okay, paper quality is not going to be included in this package. Since you have no print copies in the package, we won't be sending you a physical copy. We will only be publishing the book online on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and the rest of the platforms if there are any in your package, okay? So paper quality and the quality of the work, all of that is completely dependent on these publishing platforms. So once we publish the book, it completely depends on them, the kind of quality that they provide, and the quality is quite substantial. I'm talking about the content. If you say that there are edits remaining or pending in the book, what kind of edits are there? Are they regarding the interior layout and the presentation of it, or is it regarding the content?
Yes. So the presentation and the interior layout, the things that were not edited when it was last sent to me, I do not want to keep going back and forth and having to say, like, this again, this again, this again. I don't trust your company with my work, and I do not want to publish this book. I want to cancel my contract.
I understand you want to cancel it, but we are, you know, more than halfway through, and the revisions that you're talking about, they were also catered in the second round. You know, the two revisions that they missed out, they've catered that as well. I know that you do not want to work with the company. Obviously, there was some back and forth, and I do accept that, and I apologize for that. All I'm saying is that how about if you give me, like, 10 days, let me have the book completed as you wish, as you want it, because at this point of time, Megan, if I go ahead and forward your case for a refund request to the finance department, it's going to be a very minor chunk that you're going to get back because just the publication and the final round of editing is pending at this time.
Okay, well, the editing wasn't done well, and I don't want it published, so I would like you to put that request to the finance committee and cancel the contract, please.
Okay, so you do agree if they're providing you a partial refund, you're good to go with that, right?
I would like a full refund, please. This was not, the project was not done to a high quality, and it's been, the communication has been poor. I have not had a good experience. I would happily give you $100 for the work that you put in. I understand giving you a little bit of money, but I do not feel it is appropriate to.
$100. Okay. All right. Okay. How about this? Let's not jump to conclusions at this point of time. See, my job is to, you know, guide you before the outcome is presented to us, okay? So this is what I feel. Furthermore, just give me 24 hours. Tomorrow I'm going to call you back again. I just need to sit down with the team, with the finance department, and see what they are talking about and try to convince them for a 100% refund, Megan. And again, at this point of time, I'm telling you from my experience that it's very difficult to get a 100% refund on this project, considering where we're standing. But I'm going to try my best, okay? And then I'll get back to you with an update.
I appreciate that. Could we schedule a time to call? Because I'm pretty busy, and it's really hard to get a hold of me if it's just a random call.
I understand. Can we do 1 o'clock PST tomorrow again, same time?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much once again for your time. Take care. Have a nice day.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.